What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Cropback Calf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropbackcalf.com. And you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, July 28th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Happy Monday, all.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Man, whoever sits here after us or on the weekend, this volume level was, seriously, it was all the way.
Blasting super high.
It was
high.
All the way up there.
Somebody's basically deaf, is what you're saying.
Look at that. Yeah. That's where it was.
That's really loud.
I don't know who sits here.
Let's see.
Who sits here?
Might be Danny.
I think Danny sits where I sit.
Oh, so yeah? Grant.
Well, maybe it was the weekend guy.
But yeah, I mean, you got Linnell, got
I don't know
all kinds of
here.
People that fill in.
I don't know volume, if they're in here in their other studio.
Mine is creeping up probably close to that range. I mean, it's well past the halfway mark.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not quite three quarters yet, but it's heading in that direction.
Yeah.
It could be. If they have terrible headphones, sometimes you crank it up because your headphones are actually bad. So
yeah.
Who knows?
It could be that.
Who knows?
Anyway, what's up, boys?
What's up? Good weekend.
JP's off to Italia on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Switzerland Wednesday.
Oh, Switzerland Wednesday.
We'll go to Italy after 4 or 5 nights.
Yep. 9 o'clock flight.
How long is your trip?
He's there for a
10
while.
10 days.
10 days. I think, yeah.
9 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. We leave on a Wednesday and I'm back on a Friday. Whatever that is. I guess 9 days.
Looking forward to it.
It's not probably long enough, but it is what it is. I think he's asking me details. I don't know that many of the details. I let Kelsey set everything up. Mm-hmm. She did the flights, she did the car rental, mm-hmm. she did the activities.
Perfect.
The only thing I kind of set up is through my cousin in Italy that we're staying at their place.
Good.
Well, the way it works there, you show up in the village and then they'll put you in one of the houses. So I have two cousins, Gloria and Daniela. We'll stay in one of their houses. I don't know. We'll pull into Trigioville and then we'll end up in one of their houses.
Cuts down on your lodging expenses, which is always good.
It's and then we'll go stay thing. In their apartment for a day, I think, in Lake Garda, which is Lake Como gets all the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the
nice.
Pictures. Garda is very similar.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's probably beautiful.
Very similar. So, yeah, we go Wednesday night. But I haven't had time to even focus on that. So I'll focus on it, on Wednesday. I got plenty of time. Finish the show Wednesday. Then I'll figure out which airport. He asked me which airport. I was like, I think it's Dulles, but I'm not positive.
That's a pretty important detail.
And I just got an email right here which says 6 a.m. It says you need to confirm your car rental check-in at Zurich Airport by clicking the check-in button. So I need to do that.
Yep.
But that just came in, literally says 6 a.m.
Mm.
So I'll be good to go.
You have to pack, though, right? Do you pack? I don't even know what the climate
half
is.
Hour.
What's the climate over there, though? No
idea. It's going to be probably in hot. Switzerland in the 60s and 70s.
All right.
Because we're in the mountains. But
it's 60s. I need pants. Sorry. I need pants in
60s. Italy hot, probably.
Italy's probably going to be hot, but again, we're in the mountains.
Yeah. Right. That's not
it's
bad.
A little cooler.
And then where your family is in Trigioville, is it like they have all the modern conveniences? Everything's...
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So you don't have to worry about anything there. They have AC and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would go to the farm in Ohio.
Right. They got zippy.
They didn't have AC and they lived on fans and it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Brother.
Midwest heat.
Hot.
Dead of summer. Yeah.
My dad he would round up whoever wanted to go and we literally would go to the mall for hours.
Or go to the grocery store and walk through the frozen food section. Good life hack, too, if it's way hot out.
Walk around the mall, get your food at the food court.
Nice.
Walk around the mall again just to stay cool.
Got it.
That was our
move.
Yeah,
my son just got his dorm appointment, and he got Ellicott, one of the two dorms with no air conditioning.
It's brutal.
It's just a bad beat.
Both of my sons were in Hagerstown. And that's one of the, I guess the other one.
Yeah.
Does not
Are you
have
allowed
air
to put a window unit
Maryland?
In?
I guess so.
No,
just get
a window unit? No, you can put a window fan in, but
you're
you
not allowed to put a little window AC.
No, I don't
plug
believe
in.
So.
Oh.
Okay. I don't think so. I think that's verboten.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it's a bad beat.
In. Put a fan. What are you going to do? It's really only bad for a month.
I mean, this
for September.
This is triggering me back to, I think it's when I moved Brendan in as a freshman to Hagerstown. And of course, it's a madhouse. Everybody's moving in at the same time. There's like four dilapidated old elevators. They're all being used.
Yeah.
So I had to like bring his fridge up to the seventh floor, I believe it was. And I had to stop like on the fourth, like
a fourth. Of
course. I was like, I'm gonna die of heart attack here in the stairwell if I don't stop.
Yeah, of course.
It. And it's a fridge that's this big, but when you're carrying it up seven flights of steps and it's 90 degrees outside.
Of course.
People are just passing me up and down. I was like, I gotta take a break.
Yeah, of course.
I need 2 minutes here.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or else you're gonna be dragging a corpse out of this stairwell.
Right.
Yep, I remember those days.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that. That's post-vacation. Oh, I think he has an orientation.
That's down the line. You're good.
August 15th or August 20th, and then the move-in date is right before September, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It'll be here before.
And I think he's grasping to get out of Ellicott somehow. Yeah.
Good luck.
He's already putting in paperwork.
I think he's grasping.
Yeah, I don't know that'll
he's
work.
He's grasping to find an AC dorm.
You better have a lot of moisture-wicking T-shirts. That'd be my advice.
I actually don't think that's going to work, but good luck.
Probably not, but he was supposed to be locked into a different college, and he got out of that.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Last minute. So,
maybe he'll find a way.
That part I'm not going to miss. Moving my daughters
into dorms
or apartments.
Nope.
Not going to miss the bills.
Or the bills.
Yeah.
Bills are officially
done. You're free rolling over there. Look at you.
Officially done, man.
You basically got a raise.
Paid the last month's of rent in July, on July 5th.
Very nice.
Paid all the utilities. That's Dunsky. I hope we get our refund back for the security deposit on the apartment.
Uh-huh. Let's hope.
But they're shady. Oh, they're shady.
They're going to find something wrong.
They'll say, yeah, this is broken, or this is, you know, need a new carpet, or
mm-hmm.
they probably lie. But hopefully we'll get it. We'll see.
EB, you were in Villanova?
Yeah. Yep. We were there. Very cool.
Good time in Philly. Did you get your cheesesteaks?
You know, we did go. We weren't in the city, right? So it's like 30
Villanova's
minutes outside.
Not really. Yeah. Downtown.
I've never been to Villanova.
Nice.
What I've heard about it, it's too foofy to be in like Philadelphia proper.
No, it's very nice. But
isn't the town called Villanova? Or is it?
I don't know.
Was it called?
There's a town next door called Bryn Mawr.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That's a big mall place, right?
I don't know.
I think they've got a big mall there.
But we found a place. We said, let's just get some Philly cheesesteak. We went to a place, but it got very high ratings, but I think there's only one or two locations. So we didn't go to one of the famous places. We went to a place called Bubba's
nice.
Philly cheesesteak. And they're like ribeye cheesesteaks. They're excellent.
I'm sure they were.
But, yep, we were just in and out.
Looks like Jason's right. Villanova
PA.
It's a census-designated place in Pennsylvania, United States.
He knows.
I've been there once, I think, one time.
Oh, that was a cool spot.
It was nice.
Checking it out, just seeing what the vibe was. In and out, got back. What time did we get back last night? Oh, my God. Because then I had to pick up my daughter, who was at a wedding in San Francisco. And then I had to take my youngest to a house in Virginia because she's going to the Outer Banks this week. Mm-hmm. How do you think the traffic's going to be? They're leaving today. Most people leave on Friday or Saturday or maybe even Sunday.
Okay.
They're leaving today at like 10 a.m.
On a Monday to go to the Outer Banks?
I think it'll be okay.
Shouldn't be bad.
I think it'll be okay.
I would think.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be bad.
I think they'll be okay because they have to drop the dog off, you know, to be watched or whatever.
It's actually probably a smart time to leave.
They're going down with like four girls.
What about you, Bish Bucks? You've done two straight 3-day weekends.
Oh, no, I love them.
You party on the 3-day weekend?
No, not really. Friday was kind of chill. Saturday, I had to go to a engagement party in Vienna.
Nice.
And El Bebe provided the food. Great Mexican food. Unbelievable.
Did you get a marg?
Just had a couple of cocktails.
Like it.
Chilled. It was chill.
Good.
And then yesterday,
Who do you know getting engaged at this age?
My buddy's son is having his wedding is September 19th. So it was like an engagement.
Well, that was the thing. My daughter's teammate got married. She just graduated.
Oh, wow.
September 19th in football season.
She just graduated.
Yeah, I think
donk move.
Isn't September 19th a Friday?
Oh, is it? I didn't know the day of the week. I just know that's football season.
I mean, I could be wrong. I think it's a Friday.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, so that's perfect.
Yeah, Meg's teammate married a wrestler at Stanford, and he still got eligibility. I don't know. They're going to be roughing it for a couple years, you know.
It seems wildly young, kind of the way that we think, but I think my mom was 23 when she got married.
Yeah. I think I think her teammate's probably 22. Not that far off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the other kid, I don't know. I think he did like a mission or something, so he might be a little bit older.
He's young. Cakes got married pretty young.
24?
It's young. Felt like that was young. Yeah, yeah. But
I waited as long as I could. No, but the 3-day weekends are great. I mean, I'm not going on vacation until August 17th. You guys are all bouncing around the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just wanted to take a day here and there. And it was chill weekend. I mean, the weather has been excruciating.
It was really
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday are supposed to be indexes in the hundreds. And then, did you see Friday's weather?
I haven't 77. Actually looked at the weather. I heard next week is supposed to be great, like low 80s.
Low 80s next week.
Yeah. So are they expecting like the evening storm every day this week?
Is that what they're... I'm sure. I know Thursday is supposed to be storms. I don't think so.
Oh, really? It's just going to be
maybe like
hot.
A small chance. I think it's just going to be really hot.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Commanders had their first open practice.
They did on a Sunday.
Monstrous lines. People lining up at 6:30 in the morning. Cars. I mean, just ridiculous amount of interest.
Saw the Roosters video of the traffic stacking up. I think it was the Prince William County Parkway.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked absurd.
It's what happens when you go all the way to the NFC Championship game. Yep. And you go 12-5. A lot of interest. We're going to talk to Grant Paulson, who was there. They, of course, made some news also with Santana Moss being added to their Ring of Fame.
Very cool.
We'll talk to Grant Paulson about that. I saw him interviewing Fred Smoot for that.
Very deserving.
GP will join us coming up at 8:25.
I was actually going to go to camp, yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I realized that was the first day that fans were allowed.
Yeah. You didn't want to go with the madhouse?
It was going to be a poop show.
Yeah.
So I called the guys, the PR guys, and said, you know what? I'm going to wait until next weekend.
You're going to hold off.
I think it's going to be packed every day, every time
they only
they're
have
available.
A few open practices.
I think it's going
to
be packed.
Oh, but you're going to go to one that's not open to the
public?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Then you'll be good there.
That's
but
the
if
move.
All the days where the fans are allowed,
oh, yeah,
I think it's going to be jammed.
He's not a rookie. He knows how to circumnavigate it.
No, I can't do that.
Anyway, we'll talk with Grant Paulson coming up at 8:25. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. Give you the latest on the Washington Commanders. This week, there's an actual football game, your Hall of Fame game, on Thursday night. Hmm. And then the Commanders will start the week after with their first preseason game. So we're getting there.
Yep. They take on the Patriots.
We're getting there.
First preseason matchup.
That's August 8th, you said, right?
Believe that's the date, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Friday night.
Well, every time, you know, I was watching golf this weekend, the 3M Open up there in Minneapolis area. And, you know, they're promoting the FedEx Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. And what does the FedEx Cup playoff signature? What's their signature? What does it signify?
I don't know.
What does it signify?
I don't know. Like,
whoever's the best?
You'd have to tell me.
No, football season.
Oh, okay. So it intersects with the football season.
Yeah, because
to me, it just signifies the end of the majors.
It's middle of August.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's three events, and it's all right there during preseason. Anyway.
A little bit later in the show, we'll talk some Happy Gilmore. I watched it. I think Valdez watched it.
I watched it.
Yeah. All right, so we got three different reviews. Mm-hmm. But let's open up the Junkie Sports page now.
Driven by
his favorite team.
Brought to you by my good friends over at the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where they got huge summer incentives. It means lower prices on your favorite models. You can head on over, ask for my buddy Josh Cochran. He's the GM. Just like I did, make it Molloy. Check him out online, Molloy.com. Well, the big story for the Commanders, obviously, yesterday was the fact that number 17 is finally back.
Sorta.
Turned his hold out into hold in.
Yep. He's back. He's back. He's back in Ashburn. Terry McLaurin is
he got his calculator out. It was like 50,000 times five.
Was,
maybe I should show up.
If you don't think it was a calculated move by him and his agent to be there in front of the throng of fans to chant Terry, I mean, one of the most beloved players on the on the roster, of course it was calculated.
And he even had Jaden orchestrating it at one point.
And they don't want to pay $50K more each per day that he misses.
I'm not sure it's going to matter.
They come up with a phantom ankle injury, put him on the pup, and now he's just walking around. You think he and his agent just
said, all right, we're going to cap it at $200K, and then that
probably.
Probably.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah. I would guess that would be part
of
the conversation.
Because I heard Kime say that they're really not any closer.
Yeah, I don't think it signifies them being closer on a deal.
But it just means he's going to play.
Oh, he's definitely going to play.
At some point.
Now, I think he's still going to get a deal, but he's not going to just hold out, and they're not going to trade him. He's going to play.
But maybe it's smart to not get a deal. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Get some sort of insurance policy because force them to franchise you, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're Terry, you would love to be paid the average of the top five wideouts. Now, you would like more upfront money if you could get it, but if you're going to give me the average of the top five, that's got to be $32 to $33 million.
I think at this point it was 30.5, but maybe it's gone up. Maybe by next year it'll go up even more.
Yeah.
But yeah, get a big insurance policy to protect yourself against injury, maybe. Mm-hmm. And this force them to franchise you, or you can try to negotiate a better deal somewhere else. I mean, it pains me to say it, but maybe.
He was back. Finley was right in his grill with that microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
happy.
He was getting
all said he was happy.
He looked happy. He signed all his autographs.
The guys, like being around the fans. The fans obviously appreciate
looks
him.
Looks in fantastic shape.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah.
So it'll just be a matter of time at some point.
Didn't look like the ankle was bothering him too much.
He looked hot, though, because he was sweating.
Yeah.
Well, it's a sweltering mess out there. He'd be sweating, too.
He's been impressive.
Yeah. They started at 8 a.m. yesterday. Usually they start at 9. Maybe they started a little bit earlier because of the fans. But
they did that during the week, too. They moved one of the practice. I think it was Thursday or Friday. They
because
moved
of
the practice.
Heat.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you saw they had ESPN out there, right? They got a lot of coverage on ESPN. Dan Quinn was interviewed for like 15 minutes
NFL Network was out there, too.
Yeah.
Baldy was out there.
John Kime was interviewed, for another 15, 20 minutes or so. They got a lot of good time. Hannah Storm was out there.
Hannah Storm.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Dan Quinn talking about number 17 getting back in camp.
I said I'd provide some updates to you when I had them. So I do have an update. Terry McLaurin has reported, and we're very happy about that. He'll start the training camp on PUP for his ankle. So on the business side, AP and the guys are still working hard with Terry and his rep on the business side of things. So while on PUP, just like we do with, the other guys, he'll be working with the trainers, to get back as soon as he can. So same scenario like Sam Cosmi onto the side.
So they make it seem like when the ankle cleans up, then maybe we can get him out there. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see how this plays out.
I mean, there is no bulletin. There is no ankle injury. This is a made up injury for those of you that
he wasn't on crutches.
I mean,
wasn't hobbling.
I mean, I saw John Kime's clip online where he went back to the NFC title game and late in last season, and he wasn't on the injury report. There is no ankle injury. Unless he like tweaked it, like stepping off a curb that we don't know about, which
could
I'm
happen.
Pretty sure didn't happen.
As you get older, could happen, Kicks.
He's 29. He's not. I can't put him in our age range of weird little injuries that pop up.
He doesn't get hurt just climbing into bed.
Pretty much, no. I would guess no.
Right.
So he's back out there. There have been some injuries in the first week of training camp.
No big ones for Washington, right?
Nothing big for Washington, but. We talked about Will Levis when that happened and that shoulder. That didn't happen in training camp, but he's out for the year because of his shoulder. Matt Stafford hurt his back. He's going to be out for a while.
Did he hurt his back like Dustin Johnson did?
I didn't see that.
By the way, getting back to
the
Levis.
Back in the day when Dustin Johnson hurt his back his wife.
I thought you were going to tell me Dustin Johnson hurt his back at the Live event.
Cam Ward very nonchalant about the Will Levis injury? I believe he was asked about it, and he was just like, to paraphrase, it was kind of like, well, it sucks for him. He's like, I'm worried about Cam Ward.
Right.
It was his response.
I was watching some of the highlights of Ward. He looked pretty good in the 11-on-11. So Stafford's hurt. Kenny Pickett hurt his groin or his hamstring. Maybe it was his hammy. So he's going to be out for a while. Joe Mixon has a banged up foot.
Ooh.
Where is he now?
He had an ankle injury that dogged him last season, too.
They said he's going to be out for a lot of the preseason.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Mixon. I was thinking, who's the...
He's with the Texans.
I was thinking of Joe Milton. That's what I was thinking of.
Joe Milton is now with the...
No. Cowboys.
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 Yeah.
Cowboys.
He was kind of slamming New England.
Right.
Saying he's happy to be there. Of course, New England's coach was fired last year, so who knows who he's blaming, but he didn't seem to be happy with his year in New England.
That running back room in Houston would concern me if I were D'Amico Ryans, because you got a hobbled Joe Mixon in camp already, and he's not young. You got Nick Chubb, a reclamation project. Who knows what he's got left?
Mm-hmm.
I think Damian Pierce might still be there. I'd be a little bit worried about that running back room.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Did you mention Justin Fields' broken toe or dislocated toe?
I saw that.
Yeah, he came out the next day. He was fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
That was a minor scare.
They just tape it up and get after it?
I don't know. Pop it back into place. I don't know what you do there.
It was his big toe?
I don't think it was his big toe.
So if it's one of your little hurt things, it's no big deal.
I don't think it's a huge deal.
Okay. All right.
Probably hurts.
It might hurt a little bit.
How long did we hear about your stupid thumb?
Oh, a year and a half.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not an elite athlete like Justin Fields.
Right.
Okay. I was a 50-year-old bowler.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
The 49ers had a pretty serious injury over the weekend. Taron Jackson, one of their defensive linemen, actually collapsed on the field. He was hit by an offensive lineman on an 11-on-11 play, and then he went to the ground. Trainers rushed to help him out. He was motionless on the field.
That's scary.
Placed him on a stretcher. He was taken off the field on the stretcher and then went to the hospital. I haven't seen an update on it. He did move his hands and arms and legs, so I think he's not paralyzed, but it was pretty serious for Taron Jackson. So there was a lot of scary stuff over the weekend. Baseball, you know, I was watching Sunday Night Baseball last night, and they were talking about trade candidates because the trade deadline is Thursday.
Yeah, you see he's number 3 on ESPN's list?
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is interesting because, you know, Mackenzie Gore has had a really, really good year for the Nats this year, leading the league in strikeouts. Just having a really good year.
Didn't give me seven on Friday night for my parlay.
Jeff Passan made a really good point, okay? We all know that the Lerner family has been cheap. And the fact that Mackenzie Gore has 2 years left on his contract and he's a Scott Boras client, he's not going to sign a huge deal with the Nats. Mark Lerner's not going to sign him to a huge deal in 2 years. So he's got 2 years. So if you're going to trade him, you might want to trade him when there's 2 years left because you can get a better return.
Bigger haul.
Now, look, a lot of these guys just don't get traded because teams want to get something and not give up anything. And they put the percentage on him getting traded at 10%. I mean, I don't know why it would be that low, but I mean, some of these guys are at 90%. But they have Mackenzie Gore, the percentage of him getting dealt at 10%. But Passan did make some good points because the Nats suck. Lerner doesn't want to spend any money. The farm system's not very good.
Need to replenish it.
Now, I think the fans would be distraught if they traded Mackenzie Gore.
I don't think they'd be very happy.
They would not be happy.
I think distraught is overstating it. I don't know this connection with Mackenzie Gore.
Okay, but he's one of their young studs.
I agree, they'd be upset.
They acquired him, obviously, within the huge deal with Soto. I think that the diehard fans would be like, well, that's Lerner. That's him. He doesn't want to pay him. So he's going to just deal him and try and get prospects.
It would be depressing because it's just another brick in the wall of the argument that they're just the Pirates now.
It would be depressing, but if you're a Nats fan, would you rather they just let him go for nothing when his deal is up and he signs elsewhere? I'd rather get something in return if they have no designs on signing him to a long-term deal. I'd rather get something in return than let him just walk.
It all depends on are the learners.
Well, that's what Passan was saying.
Right. It all depends. Again, I still hold out a little hope that the learners have not just decided that they'll never, ever, ever spend money on the Nats ever, ever, ever again, or they want them to be closer and then they'll spend more money. I don't know.
Well, I hope that's the case.
They may not spend ever, ever again because they may just say, all right, we're going to keep the payroll as low as possible and sell this team.
Right.
Right.
So to make it more attractive.
It's been a 6-year downswing on the payroll.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I don't see it bouncing back anytime soon.
Well, I don't think they're going to spend money while they're losing.
Well,
like, they have to be trending much better.
I still see a lot of losing in their immediate future. So
yeah,
if that's the case, then they're probably going to keep the payroll around where it is.
If they move on from Gore in the short term, they'll definitely keep losing.
Yeah.
It's a weird spot.
We'll see what happens there.
What's going on with Cruz? Like, are they going to actually activate him? I heard he was taking like simulated BP, whatever the
hell that means. I guess he's close. I mean, I would assume he's close.
Taking forever for this rib injury.
I mean, he's been out for 2 months.
It almost seems like they're hiding him, to be honest with you.
Still see no timeline for rehab stint.
That's wild.
That's from a day ago.
Yeah.
He's been out since May 20th.
Right.
But they're, we'll see what happens. You know, they dealt Rosario to the Yankees. We'll see if any other Nats go. But Mackenzie Gore is the big name, and ESPN did rank all of the candidates, and he was the third behind Suarez of the D-backs and Joe Ryan, the pitcher from the Twins. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next two or three days. And last but not least, the City Open is in the books. On the women's side, I believe an unseeded player. Did an unseeded player win the women's title at the City Open?
Yeah.
Fernandez?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And on the men's side, all the big names, they were ousted. Fritz
lost. We watched
lost.
That whole final yesterday.
Fritz lost. Shelton lost.
Yep.
Tiafoe lost. I think the 12 seed won. So
D-Manure or whatever his
D-Manure,
name is.
Yeah. So it looked so hot out there. I'm sure it was.
I'm sure it was outrageously hot.
But I'm sure they were happy. It looked like there was a lot of fans out there.
Drab told me a big controversy that Lululemon sent Tiafoe a burgundy and gold outfit to wear on the court that wasn't exactly burgundy and gold.
It was the closest they had. Yeah,
It was so annoying. They made a big. If they didn't make a big deal about it being burgundy and gold, nobody would have cared.
Right.
But it was all about DC's boy coming home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was going to rock the burgundy and gold all week, and it was yellow and burnt orange.
I mean, if you're an internationally known clothing company, you should be able to get the dyes right or the mix to get a burgundy and gold outfit put together. It shouldn't be that hard.
It was so annoying.
It shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, it sounds like they just gave them whatever they had. They didn't do anything special, right? They just gave them the colors like that they had.
Yeah. So that was that finished yesterday, both matches, right in the dead of the heat. And as I mentioned, the 3M Open finished yesterday. Kurt Kitayama got his second tour win. He collects 1.5 mil and 500 FedEx points. And he won the 3M Open. And, of course, you got the Wyndham this weekend, and then you got the FedEx Cup playoffs starting the following weekend, August 7th.
Of course, how can I forget the Wyndham?
It's the
it's an utterly forgettable tournament.
Leads into the FedEx Cup playoffs.
I'll tell you, I do enjoy watching like the amateur match play stuff. And I watched the girls' junior amateur last week. And then this weekend, I caught the finals of the boys' junior amateur. And these kids are so good. They're like 18 years old. And they're so freaking good.
They're all stud college players.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be, most of them will be stud pros.
Yeah.
They just go through. Of course, Tiger won three. When did Charlie get eliminated? Did he even make it to match play? He got eliminated in the stroke play. They're just so good. It would be hard to imagine Charlie to advance very far at this point in his career. But man, I love watching amateurs because they're not there yet. They're still young. They're still learning, but they're so talented.
What's the age limit there?
18.
It's 18.
So the kid that lost is going to be a freshman at Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
Went down the last hole. And then that kid that won, I don't even know. He might still have another year of high school.
And where'd they play that?
I can't remember. Oh. It didn't register with me. Wasn't that important. I was just watching the match play, the aspect. I was just stunned at how young these kids are and just how good they are and the decisions they make and how poised they are and how far they friggin' hit it.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You mentioned Terry McLaurin earlier. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We'll hit the skins coming up at 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Just a little note, and I don't remember if he was on the Wizards or his twin brother was on the Wizards.
Okay.
Did you see that Marcus Morris got busted for bouncing a check?
Markieff Morris was a Wiz.
So
was
okay, Marcus. So Marcus never Marcus, was here.
As far as I know, Marcus Morris never,
I think you're right,
never donned a Wiz uniform.
I just thought it was for fraud. I didn't know what it entailed. I didn't bother to read the full story. He wrote a bad check, essentially. It could just be a money management issue. They just didn't have enough in his account.
I'm going to guess, like, do you have Marcus Morris's career earnings in front of you?
$50 million?
Oh, it has to be way more than that.
Way more than that?
I would guess Marcus Morris, Is he still active or retired? I think he's been playing up until recently. I'm going to put him at $130 million that he's grossed in his NBA career.
I mean, it would just be shocking if he's truly busto. My guess is he's not, but who knows?
Marcus Morris, career earnings.
Yeah.
How big was the check?
It says $106 million.
Yeah.
$860. So basically $107 million.
Yeah. Borrow some money from your brother.
The story just says he was taken into custody on Sunday for a felony warrant that was issued in another state. He was arrested in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's been held without bond on a charge related to writing a check with insufficient funds, also known as a bad check.
How could you go to jail for that? Like,
yeah, I didn't know you could get arrested for that.
You know, people write bad checks.
I guess if it's for a huge amount of money, I don't know what the amount is, but it's a felony. It had to reach the threshold of being a felony.
I mean, when you write bad checks, let's say like a big bad, like $100,000 bad check, right, and you know you don't have the funds to cover it.
Yeah.
Do people actually think they're going to get away with that?
I don't know. Like, maybe.
Isn't that like the most easily traceable the crime possible?
I think there's a huge paper trail. You're signing checks.
I don't even know how you can, how that
but
even
you're right,
works.
It probably was a huge amount.
It had to have been, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's written a check where
and
all
I'm
of a sudden
And I'm not surprised one bit that he's out of money.
I find it hard to believe that he spent $110 million or $130 or whatever you said he made. I find that hard to believe,
well,
but I know guys have done
it. Cut that in half. Got,
yeah, gets
immediately.
Taxed. And made then, bad investments. Probably bought 12 cars.
I just find it
cars.
Hard to believe.
He was doing ESPN hits after this past season with his brother.
Uh-huh. Like, they were actually like kind of like analysts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was hired full time, but he was doing some hits.
Well, he commented on it last night.
What'd he say?
He said he was referring to it as the articles or whatever, saying it was felony and all this stuff. And he says, the wording is crazy. Damn, for that amount of money, they'll embarrass you in the airport with your family. They got y'all thinking bro really did some fraud S. They could have come to the crib for all that. When you hear the real story on this, all I can say is lesson learned. Bro, I will tell you all tomorrow. That weird S gave me a headache. Can't stop nothing.
Yeah. So maybe it was just, you know, he
I find it hard to
he
believe.
He botched his checkbook.
That's a misunderstanding.
But they usually don't arrest you for stuff like that. So that's weird, right?
Yeah. It
regular
jumped
people,
out at me.
Regular people, like you're in college. A ton of guys in college who write a bad check. Not even on purpose.
Bounce checks all the time.
It's called bouncing a check.
Yeah.
It's called a rite of passage.
I didn't know
you growing up, at some point you're a bounce a check.
Well, I'd like to hear the story.
So we said that we're going to be talking a lot more NFL, and we're going to hit the Skins coming up at 7. College football's also creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
And Deion Sanders' health apparently has become a big topic in the offseason. Sanders is going to be in his third season as the head coach of Colorado. But he's kept most of the details of his health private, and it seems like they're going to hold a news conference.
Well, some people were suggesting that he was going to announce his retirement or that he was going to step away, he's going to back off. Who knows? Others have they've had him quoted. We're saying that he's back, he's better, and who knows? He's not talking about the health yet, but
He's had blood clot problems. Yeah. He's had two toes amputated.
Right.
Yeah.
He's 57.
No, but he is quoted as he's told others that like my health issues are on a whole nother level. So it makes you wonder if there's something that had nothing to do with just like, I don't know. Blood clot issues could kill you. So who knows what on earth it could be? You know, you wonder, is it like an underlying, like a cancer thing or something that he's been dealing with?
And there's a presser today, right?
Yes, at 11 a.m. allegedly.
Yeah, that'd be a big deal.
But, you know, you could also see him maybe stepping down because he's not coaching any kids of his own now, right? This would be the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coaching his own. Maybe he just wants to kind of follow them around. Who knows?
But I also if he does step down, then the rumors are going to start coming about, you know, NFL coaching.
Maybe, but not if it's for health reasons. Maybe. Or yeah, just using that as an excuse.
Health reasons and you get better and then you want to come back to coaching.
Yeah. I have no idea. I'm out of speculating on the Deion bit. I hope he's not dealing. It sounds like he's dealing with something pretty freaking serious.
It sounds serious. If you're having a presser about your health.
I did
make an announcement.
I did see him on social media. Like he was at the tennis court and he was like thanking one of his sponsors for the rackets.
Okay.
Seemed like somebody gave him rackets.
Nice.
I don't know if it was Babolat or Yonex or Wilson. Somebody gave him rackets, it looked like. And he was sitting there on the tennis court. I know he was also quoted as saying something to the effect of that he was better, but not all the way back. Like there's still a ways to go.
Do you think that Colorado will get as much attention now that his son isn't there playing quarterback.
I think as long as wherever Deion is, you're going to get attention. He's a magnet for attention.
Maybe not as much as the last couple of years because, you know, the quarterback's, you know, he's gone. He's in the NFL.
And Travis Hunter leaves too.
And Travis Hunter.
That's a big departure.
But I think that I think they'll still get some if he's there. Yeah.
I don't know the kind of recruiting class that he's got coming in. Were they well thought of at all, or just kind of average, run of the mill?
Well, they got a million other transfers.
They did.
It's all about the transfers with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their quarterback this year is the kid that Salter, who played at Liberty.
He mentioned that
their recruiting class, the first thing that I see was ranked 88th.
Yeah, so non-distributed.
Well, that doesn't sound...
Well, he doesn't care about that.
Yeah,
because he's a transfer guy. Okay, I mean,
that
makes sense.
They have good transfers.
Well, most teams are now, besides Clemson. They're focusing on transfers. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they say today at 11 o'clock.
Transfer class ranked 20th.
Okay, so that's decent. That's way better than 88.
Pretty good.
Way better than 88. First of all, I wish him only good health, right? So I don't want anybody to have to deal with health issues. That's always horrible. I would hate to see him step aside from the college game. I think he brings a personality and a dynamic that's good for college football. I hope he doesn't step aside. I hope he says that
he's all right. He's all good.
Well, not that he's all good, but that he's going to be okay and he's going to power through. I don't know. Because it's just quoted as just a month ago or 2 months ago saying he said he told Asante Samuel that what I'm dealing with right now is at a whole other level.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Well, but that sounds
serious.
Serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't say that if you're good, if you get a clean bill of health at the doctor.
Yeah. You know, not like amputating a toe or two.
It's pretty serious when you amputate a toe.
For sure. But that's not whole other level.
Can he still move around and like play tennis with two amputated toes?
I was looking at his feet. He had two sneakers on. I couldn't tell otherwise.
He does get around. I don't know.
I'm sure he's not. I'm sure it's like not a great game of tennis.
Well, he's not running like he was 30 years ago, obviously.
Yeah.
My Uncle Otavio had two or three toes missing. Mm-hmm. He worked as a stonemason for many, many years. Worked as a coal miner before that.
By the way, those sound like really hard labor gigs.
He had great hands, I bet. I bet his hands are so strong.
So calloused.
Yeah.
But I don't remember him walking very smoothly.
By my math, that's 30% of your toes. You're not going to be moving around very well. You're just going to have a hitch in your giddy up.
Hey, when are we going to get our first look at our Arch Manning as the guy?
Week one.
So how many weeks away are
they play Ohio State in the opener, correct?
That's what it is.
How many weeks away? Yeah. I think they play on the 31st.
31st, so okay, we're a month away.
Yeah, essentially.
A month away. Yep. But the first like kind of nubby games are
23rd.
The 23rd.
Yeah, that's week 0.
There's like 4 or 5 games.
Right.
You ready for your college fantasy football draft?
Yeah.
August 30th, EB.
Well, I got to send out my survivor pool email today. See who's still
interested.
Oh, that's
getting sent out today.
Yeah, I got to do it. Might as well get it out late July.
I guess we'll get like our annual, it's my annual contact with Bodie. He'll hit us up.
Yeah.
Get in his league.
We'll get our draft date.
He seems to win it every year.
Hey, he's plugged in. He's way more plugged in than we are.
Oh, well, you mean for the fantasy?
I feel
league?
Like, yeah, in that college fantasy league that I'm in, and I mostly let my son run it. 99% he runs it, but we've made the final like 2 or 3 years in a row, and then we just always seem to lose to Bodie in the end.
He just takes you down.
He's a master at picking up the right guys heading into the playoffs.
Yep. He's locked in.
Got a lot of waiver wire moves in that league. A
lot of waiver wire moves.
Got to be active. Can't just plug in a team week one and think that's going to be your team even in week 5 or 6.
Yeah, I'm with you, EB, though. I think it'd be a shame if he stepped down.
Oh, I think it would be a shame. Yeah, I'd like to see him. I also want to see, are there any expectations for UNC, for Chapel Hill? Or is it going to be like a 500 year, he'll be lucky to just kind of stay afloat in this first season? Well, does he have any studs that can maybe carry him a little bit?
Well, we just have to kind of wait and see. I mean, I saw CBS Sports ranked all the ACC coaches this year, and I want to say he was, out of the 17, he was like 14.
So very much at the bottom, yeah.
But, I mean, you just kind of have to wait and see. They got a million transfers as well.
Over under 7.5 wins by the odds makers.
Right, that wouldn't be horrific.
They had
right?
6 wins last year. They were 6-7 last year.
So they expect they'll be marginally better.
they played in which bowl, Cakes?
Who?
UNC was in a bowl last year.
Last year?
They played UConn.
Can you give me the state where it was held?
Massachusetts.
Fenway Bowl?
Fenway Bowl.
I mean, you can't keep up with them. Here's where it is making an impact. All of their games are sold out.
Yeah.
All of their whole home games sold out at Keenan
Stadium.
Their first
game is September 1st against TCU.
Yep.
Primetime game.
Oh, yeah. That's the island game on September 1st.
You're locked in. You're going to be locked in on Jordan Hudson.
I'm just going to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
They have 70 new players.
Correct.
Will she be on the sideline games?
Oh, I don't think so.
I believe their entire starting
bit that happen.
I think there's the reports that she's banned. I think that those have been disputed.
Those were dismissed, but there's no chance she's like has a headset on the side.
He should stick it to people. He should stick it to her and put a headset on her to troll
just
people.
Just a big double barrel middle finger to everybody.
Dude, their roster turnover is so great. They have 70 new players from last year, including 30 who joined the team after spring practice.
I don't know if Belichick will do it, but you know those teams that run the hurry-up offense where the quarterback looks over to the side and you see people flashing cards and then there's like 3 different people doing signals. He should purposefully have her doing it just to mess with people.
Solid bit if he does it.
Because people would be so outraged.
They start losing.
Yeah, then the wolves are out.
Yeah. Just keep her away.
No, you need to be able to do it when you're winning, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we're going to give you the latest on the Washington Commanders as we hit the Skins at 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.